All the children who would like to can come up to the front two benches here. And probably have a lot of children today. Well, it looks like you all fit here. That's good. Emily, can you find a seat over here by patience? Can you find a seat here by patience? And there, it looks like we have plenty of people. Maybe Tim and Cameron and maybe Micah. If there's not room, you could move to the next row back. We might be all squish in. That looks good. Okay. So I brought three things with me today. I brought my kids' study Bible, which I got when I was 10 years old, and that's my favorite one to use. And I brought a piece of paper that I wrote a few things on, and I brought a storybook. And I brought my voice, because without that, I guess these things couldn't talk by themselves very well. It wouldn't get, whoops. They might make noises, but it would be because they were falling. So, I'm going to try to read a story, and maybe we can learn something from it. The story is called The Motto on the Wall. And who knows what a motto is? I guess I would think of it as a saying or something that you would write on a plaque or put in a picture frame that you would put on the wall that you would live by, or something that would mean a lot to you that you would live by. So, read this story. Another day had begun on the farm. In the kitchen, Grandpa lingered longer than usual. He reached up to a frame on the wall, and as he took it down, he spoke. Because during these summer days we are learning some good habits of life and some proper attitudes, let me suggest something for us to consider today. The twins turned eager faces toward Grandpa. He was speaking in a very serious way. Many years ago, he continued, when I was a small boy, my father gave this motto to me. Ever since, it has inspired and challenged me to live up to his hopes and expectations. I have often failed, perhaps in many ways I don't even know of, but it has been my goal to keep them for almost 50 years. The title on this motto is My Five Resolutions. Let me tell you a little about it. Once there was a young man who decided that there was a right and a wrong way of life, and that it would not pay to choose the wrong way. He was determined to make the most of his talents and opportunities, and so he made resolutions. He decided that in everything he did, he would be faithful to his resolutions. Resolution is a decision or commitment to do something. What? The thing you decide to do. Commitment to keep the decision you've made. So, that's what we're talking about. This young man, whose name was Jonathan Edwards, became a noble, outstanding citizen in our country. These are the five resolutions which he adopted and followed closely all his life. First one is resolved to live with all my might while I do live. Second one, resolved never to lose one moment of time, but to use it in the most profitable way I possibly can. Resolved never to do anything which I could despise or think meanly of in another. Resolved never to do anything out of revenge. Resolved never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were the last hour of my life. Those are all good resolutions for this person. Now, Grandma, Grandpa asked as he looked up from reading the framed motto, what would you think if today we each make a personal resolution, and then this evening, just before story time, each will tell what his or her resolution for the day has been? We'll see how well we were able to live up to that which we resolved. Well, I think that is an excellent idea, Grandma agreed enthusiastically. The children became as excited about this as their grandparents were. Now, don't tell anyone what your resolution is. Instead, we'll each write it on a piece of paper. Grandma, would you see if you can find us some paper and pencils, please? Soon, each one had paper and a pencil, and became deeply engrossed in thinking what his resolution would be for the day. Give us some ideas, Danny begged as he looked toward Grandpa. I just can't seem to think of anything. Oh, let me see. Well, maybe you want to resolve to be more thoughtful today, or to be more thankful, or to be kind, to be helpful, to be courteous. Or let's see, maybe to be more prayerful, or to read your Bible. Oh, there are so many things. I've got mine, Debbie announced with a glint in her eye as she finished writing and folding her paper. And I've got mine, Grandma added. Grandpa was writing and smiling a bit as he looked at his paper. Then Danny broke in, as if from a deep moment of pondering. Oh, I've got a good one for me. But I'll surely need help if I'm going to do this all day. Yes, Grandpa agreed. That is what we all will need. Why don't we pray right now and ask the Lord to help us? I'm sure we can all expect him to do just that. They all bowed their heads. Grandpa prayed that each of them would learn how to depend on the Lord for his help that day. He prayed also that each would stand firm in his own resolution. After praying, the children quickly began helping Grandma with the dishes. I don't know what your resolutions are, remarked Grandma, but you are so helpful. Did you resolve to be helpful all day? Oh, Grandma, exclaimed Debbie, this is fun. We'll try to guess what others resolved. Your guess is not right for me. Is it right for you, Danny? No, said Danny with a gleam in his eye. Guess again. Let me guess, Debbie continued. Is yours something like, resolved, I will not argue or fuss when there is work for me to do? No, wrong again, replied Danny, as though he had won a victory. And so the guessing game went on all through the day. Finally, at story time, everyone was waiting expectantly to tell his or her own resolution and to hear what the others had resolved. Grandpa was first. I resolved to be appreciative. Oh, interrupted Debbie, that's why you told Grandma that the dinner was especially good. Now, Grandma, what was yours? Well, I resolved to be more thankful. God is worthy of all my praise. I do think that today the Lord has helped me to see a little more of how great he really is and how much he really loves me. So I want to love him more. But Grandma, you are always thankful, Danny commented. Then he added after a little bit, but I guess even you could resolve to be more thankful. Now, Debbie, what is yours? Hurry, I can hardly wait. I resolved, said Debbie rather seriously, that before I make a decision, I will consider what would please the Lord Jesus the most. Is that a good resolution? Why, Debbie, answered Grandpa quickly, that is one of the best resolutions you could make. Do you intend to do that just for a few days or always? Oh, always. It seems so good to want to please the Lord Jesus. But I want you to pray for me that I'll always remember this. We will, Debbie, Grandma assured her. Then she turned to Danny. At last your turn has come, Danny. Mine, began Danny emphatically, is to not forget to remember the things I'm supposed to do, and right away, without being told over and over again. Is that good? Danny, replied Grandma, I'm so glad you want to do this. The Lord knows your heart. He will help you. Grandpa then led in prayer. Lord Jesus, we do acknowledge thee as our Savior. We would not resolve anything by ourselves. We ask for thy strength in all that has been resolved, that thou would be glorified. Amen. After the prayer, there was a little silence. Then Debbie remarked, I'm glad I'm a Christian. I'd hate to try to please the Lord Jesus all by myself. Me too, echoed Danny. And now it was time for another B story. We call our story Be Resolute, began Grandma. The children smiled. This story is about two boys, Tom and Frank. Grandma directed her words to a pair whose faces shone with eagerness and attentiveness. Y'all interested in hearing the story too? About Be Resolute? This is a story about two boys, Tom and Frank. Oh, I already read that. As they were walking home from school one afternoon, Tom and Frank were deep in conversation. Oh, what's the difference, Tom? It isn't as if I were stealing money. I just don't have time to do so many hard lessons. I'd rather go out and play. Anyway, So I copied Joe Carter's papers. Joe's good at arithmetic, you know. Frank grinned at his serious-minded friend Tom, but Tom did not agree with his chum. It's not money you are stealing, Frank, said Tom, but by cheating in your schoolwork, you are stealing. I can't see why. I'm not taking anything from anybody. But Frank, you are robbing yourself of knowledge you would have had if you really studied. Besides, you are taking information from someone else and making your teacher believe you did it by yourself. The two chums walked along the road until they came to the ice skating pond. Tom's eyes caught a sign that read, Danger. Tom stopped. Pointing to the sign, he said, You ought to have a warning sign like that hanging in your room, Frank, so that if you start copying Joe's arithmetic papers, you would see it. Why? What danger is there for me? Did you ever stop to think that your teacher someday will catch up with you, and then your lack of knowledge of arithmetic will be exposed, and you will be embarrassed? Frank shrugged his shoulders. Tom was still looking at the sign. Suddenly, he turned to Frank again and said, You know, Frank, you're skating on thin ice, just like skaters do when they get too near that sign. For some minutes, the boys walked on in silence. Soon they parted. Tom had chores to do, while Frank had 10 hard problems to solve, which he planned to do easily by merely copying Joe's answers. Entering his room, Frank tossed his cap into a corner and grabbed a pencil to work at his problems. Copying from Joe's paper, he put down figures and then paused. It was as though his mind refused to work. Absent-mindedly, he scribbled on his paper. He stopped and stared at it. This is what he had written. You are skating on thin ice. Thin ice. Suddenly, he grabbed Joe's papers, folded them carefully, and placed them in the desk drawer where he could not see them. Then he began working on the problems. He said to himself, If Joe can work these, why can't I? Right then and there, Frank resolved to do all his arithmetic problems by himself. He worked on those 10 problems until late in the night. When he finished, there was a satisfied look on his face. He knew now that he could work problems as well as Joe. How satisfied and happy he felt. Say, sis, he exclaimed as Jane entered the room, is there a bite to eat? I miss supper working on my arithmetic problems, and I'm as hungry as a bear. What are you bragging about, Frank? Asked his sister. I never saw you do your own problems before. I know, replied Frank, but I had to get off the thin ice. Jane was puzzled, but asked no further questions. She prepared a delicious supper for her brother. Frank was so delighted. He had resolved to do his own homework, and he found he could do it. His supper tasted better than any he had eaten before. He was eager for tomorrow. His own work was ready for his teacher, and he was looking forward to seeing Tom, too. After the story, Danny commented, I'll bet he would be glad to see Tom. It is fun to do your own work, Debbie added. It makes you feel good. Yes, it does, children. God made us that way. He made us so that we are only really happy when we please him by doing our work with all our might. This is something for us to always remember. Resolved to live, Lord Jesus, a life of prayer and praise, a life that honors thee, my Lord, through all my earthly days. That's the end of that story. Be resolved. I have some verses where people made a resolution. A common one that a lot of people might have hanging in their wall in their house is Joshua 24:15. Joshua made a resolution here. He says at the end of the verse, But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua tells the people that they'll have to make a choice whether they will serve the Lord or serve the gods of the land, gods of wood and stone. But he says that for him, he made the resolve to serve the Lord. And then in verse 24, the people, do you think they made a good resolve or a bad resolve? Good. They actually did make a good resolve. The people said, The Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So they made a good resolve too. And then in 1 Samuel 17, it tells about when David made a resolve to fight and kill Goliath. But he didn't resolve to do it in his own strength. He said that God would deliver him. And so that's an important part when we make resolves, that we ask the Lord to help us with it. Then I'd like to read Matthew 21, 28 to 30. And be ready to give an answer. I think I might have a question from that. Pay attention to this. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will. But afterward he repented and... Oh, I said it wrong. The first one said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. So which one did his father's will? The first one said, I will not, but he went. So that's right. The first one did the will of his father. So we see here that you can have good resolves and bad resolves. The first one had decided not to go, but then he repented of his bad resolve and he went. The first one, we don't know what he resolved, but he said he would go and he didn't. So when we make a resolve, we need to follow through with it for it to be a good one, for it to actually turn out well. So I made a resolve this morning when I was thinking about this. I resolved that I would try to remember the messages that Henry and Emmanuel speak today, because that's something that I need to do better with. Sometimes I go home from church and before long I forget what I heard. And so that's something I'm going to try to remember all week this week. And I think that would be a good resolve for each of us, but we can all make different resolves. And with that, it's good to remember to have somebody to help you to remember to do that. So you can each go back to your parents or seats, wherever you're sitting. Thank you for your time.